off to play golf again on a Saturday morning at Fota Island Golf Club. It's Paul O'Mahony driving today at 9:36, and I don't have a tee time. Not only do I not have a tee time, but it's raining, and it's 0.5 degrees, so it's cold, wet, terribly, terribly damp, and I don't have a tee time, and you might wonder why on earth am I mad enough to go down to Fota. Now, the reason I go down to Fota is that, first of all, I want the exercise, I want the fresh air, you have to have some way of filling up your day, and you might as well do it in a really productive, life-enhancing way, as well as follow one of your passions. So that's why I'm heading to a golf club on this dreadful day. But the other thing is that in the past, I've gone down to Fota without a tee time, and I have never failed to get off. Now, of course, now that I've said this, it's gonna break, and it'll be awful today. But no, seriously, quite a few people don't turn up for their allocated tee time. Now, this must infuriate the pro shop and the golf club. But it's a great advantage for me if somebody looks out the window this morning and says, "Oh bloody hell, that rain is awful. I'm much too soft to go out in it." There was a time when I used to play golf in the UK in a club called Cumberwell Park, not far from Bath, in between Bath and Bradford-on-Avon, and I played with a regular three regular guys, and my mantra was, "I'll be last man standing." In other words, the worse the weather could get, the happier I'd be. So we went out in all weather. In fact, I have to say, including snow. That's another story for another day. But I used to try to give myself fortitude by repeating to myself and also to the others that I hope it gets even wetter, or I hope the wind blows even stronger, because you're all going to want to give up and then I'm going to win. So that's in my background, but I've got a bit softer, I have to say, and as I look out here and the rain pours down on my windscreen, I may be driving into a nice, bright-looking eastern sky, but behind me and to the west is all that stuff that's probably coming from Kerry that's going to remain all day. 2 days in a row playing golf? Yes, indeed. I played yesterday out at Castle Martyr, and we lost. Yeah, myself and my partner lost 2-1. When one of the guys who had played pretty disappointingly, as far as he was concerned, all day, for about 16 holes, he had been propped up by his partner, but he proceeds then to rattle in a 15-foot putt to shut us out on the 17th. Yeah, that was pretty disappointing, especially since I took 3 from the edge of the green and no more than about 10 yards from the hole. I had to chip over the fringe, and what did I do with it? I ran it too far past the hole and missed the one back. So anyway, that's yesterday was a wet day as well. Got wet out there. Got muddy. Fota is dry. The course in Fota is not muddy, and that's one of the great things about it. Balls will plug in the rough sometimes, but not very often, and there isn't any surplus water most of the time. And if there is any surplus water, it's only to be found in the bunkers, and if you're in the bunker in surplus water, well, there's not much trouble there. We'll see now what it's like today. I do hope to get out. The other news is that I've entered what they call down at Fota the Spring League. So I'm now in a team with 5 other guys, none of whom I know. least I don't think I know them. And any day now, the captain of the team will get in touch and chivvy me along and say, I hope you're going to be sure that you're going to play. Because the idea is that in the first two rounds, two consecutive weeks, there'll be three out of the six people have to put in a scorecard any day of the week they like. And the top three cards will count, and you carry on, and it depends on the total number of points you get, whether you get into the semi-final, which is match play, and final, which is also match play. But this is all by way of distracting myself from the weather that's down here, and I may not be as tough as I think, or as that I used to be. Anyway, there we are. I'm off now to check on the weather report, which I haven't really done this morning. So, another interesting day ahead. Have a good day. And if you know anybody who likes golf and likes radio or likes audio, tell them that this series of Diary of a Mediocre Golfer is going to run and run all year. And every single golf course that I go and play on, I'm going to record an audio before I get onto the tee. I'm probably going to draw a veil over the actual result of going to the course, unless the day comes that I really do hit a purple patch. Okay, Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. Bye.